Kai and Adam's dorm room. 1:45 p.m.
I said do it again!
I'm about to.
Quiet!
Adam is standing in the middle of the living room with his eyes shut. Commander Serap is perched upon the counter that divides the room from the kitchen.
Okay, chill!
Now concentrate. Imagine the instrument is in your hands.
Adam closes his eyes and holds his hands out as if holding a bass guitar. Several moments pass, but nothing happens.
I told you to concentrate!
How am I supposed to concentrate with you hitting me like that?
Got this, Adam.
Are you eating popcorn while you watch me get assaulted?
Yeah, why? You want some?
Maybe.
Ow!
Well, you're not allowed. Not until you've mastered this first step.
But I can't!
What if you try to clear your mind? Imagine you're somewhere peaceful.
Like where?
I don't know. Like the bottom of the ocean or something.
Adam closes his eyes once again, but this time he imagines himself lying in the quiet black abyss of the ocean floor. A minute passes before Kai notices Adam's face flushing a crimson red.
What are you doing? Are you holding your breath?
Yeah, why?
Breathe, you idiot.
But I'm in the ocean, I'll drown.
Oh my god.
Just sit down. This is pathetic and I can't bear to witness it any longer. Wait, real quick.
Yeah?
Now you may go.
Adam sits on the couch next to Zoe, trying to rub the sting from his face.
Wow, he really bonked you, huh?
Yeah.
Popcorn?
Yeah.
I'll go next!
Why not? I doubt the bar could get any lower.
So what are the steps again?
Close your eyes.
Okay, then what?
Now imagine the instrument. Imagine its feel, its smell.
Kai extends his hands as if playing a piano.
Now taste the instrument with your very bones. Do your bones taste it, Kai? Do they enjoy the flavor?
I guess?
Dig deep, you fool! The power is there. You need only seize it like a lion taking over a new bride. Kill the male. Eat all of their cubs so only your blood enters the gene pool.
Do you really have to use a metaphor that's so brutal?
I do! This is not a game! The fate of everything you know and everyone you have ever cared for hangs in the balance.
Kai thinks of his friends and family, and suddenly, he begins to feel something. Power coursing through his arms like lightning that crackles once it reaches the tips of his fingers.
I think it's working!
Yes! Do not fight it! Embrace this power!
Oh my god! He's really doing it!
You got this!
Kai visualizes a keyboard, channeling the energy he feels to materialize one into the real world. The room is filled with a flash so bright that the others must shield their eyes. The light fades, revealing an electric keyboard that materializes in the middle of the living room.
Oh my god, I did it!
Wow.
You should play something.
Yeah, play us a song!
Yes, lay down a fat beat for us.
What do I play?
Why, whatever comes to mind. The powers I gave you should have sharpened your artistic instincts enough that you can freestyle. Anything you play should make the youth want to shake their butt cracks around. Don't think about it! Play!
Kai furrows his brow, but does as he's instructed. He presses his finger against one of the keys. However, the sound that follows isn't the vibrant tone of a piano key. It's grimy-sounding squish.
Wait...
Serap stares with even more disapproval than usual. Adam and Zoe look confused. And Kai presses again just to make sure he was hearing that right.
What is this?
That sounds awful.
Maybe it'll sound better if you play a sequence.
Kai tries playing a melody.
Okay, never mind.
Kai's playing is halted by the sudden melting of the keyboard. It then transforms into bubbling gray goo that oozes onto the floor, forming a viscous puddle.
Oh, come on, Kai.
It's not like I did that on purpose. Oh god, what is that stuff? Is it going to leave a stain?
Yes, it will probably never come out.
Kai becomes noticeably stressed from the new mess on his carpet. But the gray slop starts evaporating into steam, leaving no trace that it was ever there.
See? Just like I said. It's like it was never there.
I guess I'm done for today.
Wait! Before you sit down, come closer.
Sir Rob sits perched on the countertop, his fly swatter raised high at the ready.
Forget it. I'm not walking over there just so he can hit me.
He lowers the swatter.
Damn.
It's my turn.
Welp, we gave it our best shot, guys.
Yeah, we tried our best.
Hello? I still haven't gone yet.
It's Jover.
Guys, don't ignore me!
Guy and Adam stand for the couch and begin to leave the room.
I say we get ice cream. That'll make us feel better.
You know, that's actually not a bad idea.
There's a bright flash behind them, and they both turn around in surprise. Zoe begins shredding on her guitar, as if it's second nature or even instinct. She hops around and headbangs as she plays, fully immersing herself in her instrument.
Whoa, she makes it look so easy.
Yeah, I have to admit, that sounds pretty good.
I did it.
Good work. These other bozos could learn a thing or two from you.
Hey, we're not bozos.
Quiet, you speck.
Okay, hold up. How did you do that? Why didn't you struggle like we did? What were you thinking of? The ocean? I bet it was the ocean.
No, I just thought of my true love.
Guy and Adam exchange glances, wondering what she can mean by that.
Your true love?
Yeah.
What's your true love?
Zoe closes her eyes and smiles, a brief silence following as her cheeks flush pink.
Chicken tenders!
What? Chicken tenders?
Yes! How could I resist them? Oh, that juicy strip of white meat, fried in batter until it's golden brown. Oh, I love chicken tenders so much! I would die for them.
We probably shouldn't talk about this while Sirop is listening.
It's Commander Sirop, and I don't see why I would care.
Because you're a chicken?
I already told you that I'm not a chicken!
Man, I could really sink my teeth into some tenders right about now.
Zoe, stop! You're scaring him!
No, she isn't!
It's okay, little guy. I won't let Zoe eat you.
Little guy? I happen to be above average size for my kind.
Okay.
Sure, dude.
That's it. We're done for the day.
Jeez, did we hurt your feelings?
No. I'm just tired. Huh.
I'm actually cool with stopping right now. Let's go get some food.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And so, the day ended with our heroes eating at a restaurant, with the fate of their world still up in the air for now. And despite claiming he isn't a chicken, Commander Sirop looked visibly uncomfortable as Zoe scarfed down her tenders.